Hello, welcome to HVAC Tech Tips Podcast, presented to you by CE. My name is Jack Kaufman. I'm a customer assurance manager here with CE. Disclaimer, all information in the HVAC Tech Tips Podcast is intended for licensed HVAC professionals. All electrical, mechanical, and plumbing work should be performed by licensed trade professionals only. This podcast is intended for educational and entertainment purposes only.
Hello, welcome to the HVAC Tech Tips Podcast. Today we have Matt Eskridge from ASG with us, and we'll be talking about R454B and its implications for the installation, maintenance, and service of A2L equipment. Since A2L low GWP refrigerants have mildly flammable characteristics, care must be taken when selecting the right tools to do the job safely. In short, this means engineering and designs that limit, reduce, or eliminate the risk of sparking and arcing during use. Today we will dive into some of the specific ways this is accomplished and where you can learn more. Matt, thanks for being here today. Over to you.
I'm great. Thanks for having me. Excited to be here. Yep. So we obviously I'm here because I'm the local rep here in the Mid-Atlantic for NAVAC. So we just wanted to talk a little bit about A2L and A2L compatible or compliant tools. This change is obviously coming. It's coming later this year. You guys are going to be seeing 454B equipment later this year, I've been told, as is most of the industry. So there's going to be a big change coming for the techs in the field and the tools that they use day to day.
Right.
You know, just talking about a few things for a tool to be A2L compliant, since these, you know, these are mildly flammable refrigerants. So, you know, there's certain standards you have to abide by. These tools have to have your pumps, your recovery units, things like that, digital manifolds. They need to have ignition-proof components, both internally and externally. They need to be sealed and waterproof or flame-proof, or they need to be labeled as non-incendiary, having non-incendiary components. And that includes your switches, your PCBs, your electrical connections, all sorts of stuff. You know, a DC motor that's DC brushless and sparkless versus an AC motor is part of it. You want to have a sparkless design, soft contact versus hard contact power switches, covered connections for all the electrical terminations, inclusion of a fan to safely disperse all the concentrated gases in the area. And then stuff like hand tools and analog gauges, you know, they don't have electrical components, so they're going to be A2L compatible off the bat. Yeah. That's just some things to think about. And NAVAC as a whole, we started looking at this a long time ago, so we have more products right now that are A2L compatible than anybody else on the market. NAVAC itself, if you're not familiar with the brand's about 7 years old, but they have been an OEM manufacturer of pumps, recovery units, and tools for over 30 years. So they know what they're doing. They've been in this market for a long time. They make a lot of the products that you've known in the market for a long time. All of our products are factory direct. That allows us to give a high quality at a low price point to compete with everybody else. And then another big thing about NAVAC, in addition to all of our A2L tools, is we have an over-the-counter warranty. So even on your vacuum pumps, you're not shipping them off out of state, waiting 6 or 8 weeks to see if something's under warranty. You're going to bring it right back in here to CE. The guys at the counter are going to look at it, verify it's not working. They're going to verify, you know, you didn't throw it off the top of a building or something like that. And then they're going to hand you a new one, and we'll deal with them on the back end when it comes to that. But when it comes to products themselves, I mean, right now, we've got 7 different vacuum pumps that are A2L compatible, anywhere from 2 CFM up to 12 CFM. Many of those are DC sparkless. We also have one with an AC motor that is sparkless and is ignition proof. We also have we also have an explosion proof pump that will actually handle hydrocarbons and your A3 refrigerants like butane and propane. We currently have a lineup of 4 recovery units, anywhere from a value level all the way up to large commercial 4-cylinder recovery that are A2L compliant and ready for the changes. So if you've got you know, a pump or recovery machine that's going out now, you can go ahead and get something that's A2L compliant so you're ready down the road. But this will all be here sooner than we think. Some more things NAVAC-wise, we've already got multiple analog and digital manifolds that handle A2L refrigerants, R32, R454B, you name it. We also have our new Nexus manifold that's coming out that comes with a vacuum gauge and temperature clamps. That is going to compete with all of your high-end digital manifolds. But since NAVAC's factory direct, our price points could be very attractive on that.
That's good. Sounds good. On your warranty, how long is that warranty for? Because that sounds like really good for an over-the-counter warranty. You know?
So, yeah, absolutely. So hand tools and some of our entry-level products, like entry-level pumps, it may be 1 year. For most of our DC pumps and some of our higher-end recovery units, you're looking at 2 years over-the-counter.
Wow, that's good. I mean, that's a huge selling point, you know. As I was a, you know, mechanic in the field, and, you know, a lot of times, you know, if it wasn't necessarily a refrigeration tool like this or, you know, certain things, I would, you know, not necessarily a Snap-on or maybe some of the stuff you get through the Home Depot line where you know sure. You can just go in there and swap it, or back when they had Craftsman.
Yeah.
I mean, that's huge for mechanics.
It's been a big selling point for us, and guys like it in the field. But on the flip side, we don't have a lot of guys abusing it, and right. We really don't have a lot of warranty claims. Wow. So it's been a great selling point, but the tools are well made, and we've had a lot of good luck.
That means you have a great product.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah, it's cool.
We're proud to sell it.
Yeah. All right, well, you know, guys, thank you for listening, watching, and come check out NAVAC Tools over at your local CE branch.
So thanks for having me, Jack.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate it.
Good seeing you.
Good seeing you. Yep.